This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelta. Russia says it will relocate naval exercises off the coast of Ireland. This after Dublin raised concerns about them amid a tense dispute with the West over expansion of the NATO alliance and fears that Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine. The early February exercises were to be held in international waters, but within Ireland's exclusive economic zone. Ireland is a member of the 27-nation European Union, but not a member of NATO. Irish Foreign Minister Simon Coveney this week objected to the war games, saying this isn't a time to increase military activity and tension in the context of what's happening with and in Ukraine. Russia's embassy in Ireland on Saturday posted a letter on Facebook saying the exercises would be relocated. The decision was a rare concession amid the escalating tensions surrounding Russia's massing of an estimated 100,000 troops near the border with Ukraine. Meanwhile, a Russian lawmaker is encouraging residents of the rebel-controlled areas of Ukraine who hold Russian passports to join the Russian army. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The move by Viktor Vodolatsky is a sign that Russia is continuing to try to integrate rebel-controlled areas as much as possible. Vodolatsky's announcement comes as the West worries that Russia is planning to invade Ukraine. The offer is to residents with Russian passports living in the regions controlled by Russian-backed rebels since 2014. Many living in the area fear assaults by Ukrainian forces. Russia has granted passports to more than 500,000 people in the territories. Vodolatsky said the recruits would serve in Russia, but that leaves open the option that they could join any future invasion force. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. North Korea has launched what might be a ballistic missile. Japan reported the possibility on Sunday as Pyongyang continues its unprecedented missile launch frenzy to start the new year. South Korea's military also confirmed an unknown projectile launch, but offered no further details. North Korea has conducted 7 rounds of launches this month, firing at least 11 missiles toward the sea. Almost 2 feet of snow has fallen in some areas of the northeastern United States amid a fierce winter storm. Wind gusts in Saturday's nor'easter surpassed 70 miles per hour in a few spots in the state of Massachusetts. The wind scoured the ground bare in some places and piled the snow into huge drifts in others. Many flights into and out of the airport serving the cities of New York, Boston, and Philadelphia were canceled. Boston could set a record for snowfall. The storm is also causing coastal flooding and has cut power to 120,000 homes and businesses in Massachusetts. A woman who once lived in the U.S. state of Kansas has been arrested after federal prosecutors charged her with joining the Islamic State group and leading an all-female battalion of AK-47-wielding militants. The U.S. attorney in Alexandria, Virginia, announced Saturday that 42-year-old Allison Fluke Ekron has been charged with providing material support to a terrorist organization. Prosecutors say Fluke Ekron wanted to recruit operatives to attack a college campus in the United States and discuss a terrorist attack on a shopping mall. Russia's daily count of new coronavirus infections has spiked above 110,000 as the highly contagious Omicron variant spreads throughout the vast country. The state coronavirus task force reported more than 113,000 new infections Saturday. That's an all-time high and a sevenfold increase from earlier in the month when daily case counts were about 15,000. Reports may say that American football legend Tom Brady is retiring, but according to an AP source, Tom Brady has told the Tampa Bay Buccaneers he hasn't made up his mind yet. That's according to two people familiar with the details who spoke to the AP. Sports media network ESPN first reported Brady's retirement, citing unidentified sources. Brady's company posted a tweet indicating he's retiring, and reaction came from around the world congratulating Brady on his career. But the tweet was later deleted, and Brady's agent says the 44-year-old quarterback would be the only person to accurately express his future. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka.